Sounds good. Good morning. It is. It's good to see everybody. I was a little entertained. I guess you'll just have to say the preacher was begging for attention by not having his microphone muted. But anyway, sorry about that. I'm here set up at Johnny and Julie's place, and so I got to hear them practice. That I'm looking so forward to what they have to share, and it was so encouraging. The messages in those songs, I had tears in my eyes. It was what I needed to hear. So be looking forward to that. Happy Easter to everyone. The Lord is alive. And what does that do for you? You know, it's something we grew up hearing as Christians, but what is it really, what difference has it made in your life? So I'd like to just show you a few things. So I saw this on a bathroom mirror that I peeled off, and I want to show you and see if you can read that. Can you read that okay? I doubt you could, because it's totally backwards. But it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. And when I saw that in, you know, switched around where it looked all scrambled, it made me realize how often we're living life, or I can live my life looking in a mirror when God's word doesn't really make sense. I don't know how to apply it to my own life because I'm looking, it's all scrambled up to me because I'm not focused on God's word where it's clear. I'm looking in a mirror. And I don't know what that means for you, but it just spoke to me that too often I am focused on the wrong thing, and it can be hard. Well, it gets very confusing to try to apply God's word to my life when I'm focused on the wrong thing. This is something that my boy Ross made, and I'll see if I can get it to focus here. Let's see here. Right there it is. It's, and I don't know if you can see it, but it's a little cross, just a tiny little thing that he split with his pocket knife, a little branch, glued it together, and made a cross. And that that's something that I consider very precious, and I have it with me in my room. Sometimes I carry it in my pocket, but it's a good reminder. And you know, Ross also this Easter season made a cross that he put on. It's a big cross. It's probably taller than he is, but he made it. The children, I'm not sure which one of the children, some I think might have been Gloriana, but made a little crown of thorns that they hung on the cross. And it's on our mantle, our fireplace mantle, or on the sitting in front of the fireplace. And, you know, thinking of the resurrection and the beauty of it, we have to be reminded that there's no resurrection when there has never been a death. And for Christ to resurrect, to rise from the dead, he had to have died. And that is something that's not fun to think about. It's not pretty, but is just as much a part of my salvation as his resurrection. And so let's not forget that. So it's a great day to remember his resurrection. It's kind of rainy, but we were able to sit outside on the porch and see a little bit of the sunrise. It was a really pretty red color before the clouds moved in, so really enjoyed that. I don't have a lot of time. I want to wrap this up with enough time that Johnny's can go ahead and get their stuff finished up and set up. So you really can't go deep in 15 minutes, but I'm gonna do what I can. And so just hold on. But hopefully this can be an encouragement and an inspiration to you where you find yourself in your life. The first thing I would like to do is read some verses that I had read last time I preached. We had a little bit of trouble last time, and I don't know how many people continued to tune in, but these verses honestly have been life-changing for me, and they're speaking to me in my life right now at this very time. So I want to read these from Proverbs, and it just just read a section of them here. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. And this is what really spoke to me. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain the knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. And also this section, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them about your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. I think it's very fitting, these verses, at any time in your life, but especially when we think of resurrection and that Christ is not dead. He is alive. And he's not just alive. He is seated up in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding for us. That is of all importance. That is amazing that we have that kind of access to the Father. We don't just have direct access, but we have someone interceding for us, his only begotten Son. Amazing, amazing situation that we have for our salvation. So I'd like to look a little bit at this is after Christ rose from the dead, very soon after he rose from the dead. And I want this to be a challenge to you in your life and your situation. Again, and it has to do with seeking after Christ like you would silver or gold. So we're very familiar with when Jesus rose from the dead. Soon after he arose, there was after Mary Magdalene had went to the tomb, after Peter had went to the tomb, they saw the tomb empty. They couldn't grasp what may have happened. But there was two of Jesus' disciples. It wasn't two of the 11, or two of the 12. I guess Judas would have been dead at this point. But there would have been two other of his disciples were walking along a road to Emmaus. And again, that's a familiar story to us. I want to read through that section, and I want to look at and apply it to our lives today. So I think I'm just going to read the whole chapter. See, it's 10:44. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to start here in verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of these things which had happened. And it could have very well been any two of us if we would have been living at that time. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, that's something else we do so much is we look at the circumstances around us, we talk about them, we discuss them, we draw conclusions. That's how we live life often. That's what these men were doing. And it came to pass while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. This is Luke 24, ready for verse 16. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And we don't know why their eyes were holden, if it was Jesus doing it or if it was because they were focused on the wrong thing. But I think Jesus had a plan in revealing who he really was here. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as you walk and are sad? So we see that their reasoning, they were drawing conclusions that weren't good. Their mind wasn't on a possible resurrection. They were devastated. Christ had died. And one thing that I find very interesting is that after Jesus' resurrection, when he appeared to various, to Mary Magdalene, to when the angels talked to her, when he talked to the disciples, he continually referred to, this has happened as I said. This has happened. This is what was written. This had to come to pass. He referred back to different prophecies. So that's something that you see happen here. What manner of communications are these that ye have one with another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? I love that. That's Jesus being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Something that an attitude that we can do well to mirror is he was building his kingdom here. He said, What things? And he said, And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. You can see their hopes were dashed because of their worldview that they had, the way they were looking at them. Thanks. I'm starting verse 21 again here. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that he had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but they saw him not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And so we see then that they invited him. We know the story. They invited him in to stay. He made as though he would go further, but they invited him in, so he stayed and said, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? I'm going to stop reading there. And I just want to encourage us as we think of the resurrection story today. It's so easy for us to be focused on the circumstances around us and reason it through and try to draw conclusions and answers. And we may even pray about it, but our focus is too often on what's going on around us. And I have found it so beneficial, like it said in Proverbs, to seek after wisdom, pull away from your struggle, pull away from where you're focused on your problems, on your struggles, on your perplexion, on your, you know, what you're angry at, what you're frustrated with. Pull away from that. We're fixers, especially as men. We try to fix things. And it has changed my life to realize I need to pull away from those things and not be a fixer, but be a seeker. If God, as a father, you know, with our earthly fathers, if we ask for a fish, will he give us a stone? You know, we know that analogy. And it says that the Lord will give good things to those who ask him. And we find, you know, a lot of times we think those good things are answers to our prayers and in having our, you know, material possession being provided for, things like that. But we find in a parallel scripture that it says he gives the Holy Ghost to those who ask him, God's Spirit. When you have God's Spirit in your heart and you have a new nature, usually our struggle is somehow connected to the fact that our sinful nature is still controlling us. And that can be something hard to hear sometimes, but I think there's so much truth in realizing that the reason that I'm struggling is often related to my worldview, like it was to the men going to Emmaus. And we must have Jesus open our understanding and to where we can actually see reality, true reality, not the reality we think is there, but true reality, Christ's reality. And when we have God's Spirit giving us a new nature and we look at life differently, that is often the key to being able to live a peaceful life, the peace that we cannot understand. That's why His Spirit had to be given, to give us a new nature so we're not looking at things through the same eyes. That's what I want us to look at in this resurrection season. So it's 10:51. I want to close, but there's a song that I would like to sing, and I'm going to have Johnny come out with his guitar. And I'm going to try to sing this song on Zoom. We're not doing it live stream on their live stream for a reason. It's because it's pretty new, and it's because we'd like to do a little more work on it before we sing it before too many people. So y'all, I don't know if you're going to be privileged or feel used, but I want to sing this song. Its message is something that is very personal to me, and it's something I want to you to be able to apply to your life in drawing your focus away from your circumstances and on the risen Savior. That's not just risen. He's alive. He's in heaven interceding for you and me. And that is, and with his spirit within us, with him seated at the right hand of God, that is, it's life transforming when we can get a hold of that and start looking at things through his eyes. So this is a song that's kind of a song story, and it's about, hey Johnny, thank you.
Hey guys.
It's a song, kind of a song story, but it's through the eyes of someone that was there when Jesus was crucified. So bear with me. I'm not going to promise the song will go perfect, but it definitely has a message that I want you to hear. So after that, I'll be done, and we can go ahead and you can finish up whatever what you want to do, Mike, and Johnny will be quickly preparing to get on their live stream. So God bless you. Have a good Easter. It was early in the morning, near the breaking of the dawn. I saw Mary walking slowly to the tomb. It was 3 days since they took him, and I didn't understand why the master would have ever had to die. I followed after Mary, helped her move the stone. But what I saw when I got there hurt my eye. The stone had been rolled back, and Jesus wasn't there. Then an angel said he's risen, he's alive. He's not here, for he's risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. All power is now given in earth and in heaven. He said, I'm with you even until the end of time. My life has changed since that day I saw his empty grave. I know why the master died for me. Just believe that he has risen, and surely you will see that your shackled, broken heart would be set free. To the hurting, to the hungry, to the tired and the sad, he gives hope and peace you cannot understand. Don't you see the tomb is empty? Don't you see that he's alive? Do not fear, he is always by your side. He's not here, the tomb is empty. Come see the place where he lay. All power is now given in earth and in heaven. He said, I'm with you even until the end of time. He said, I'm with you even until the end of time. Thank you, Johnny. All right. Go enjoy Johnny's. Happy Easter. God bless you. Seek him, and you will find him. God bless you.